Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. The worst experience you can give a customer is the same experience they can get somewhere else. Your job is to never let the competition do a better job than you can. Now, there's two different ways to look at this. First of all, I do have some clients who are in commodity markets, and they say, but Colleen, we sell exactly the same products. The prices are exactly the same. In fact, they're even controlled by the markets in Chicago. And so in that case, you've got a product and a service that are identical from competitor to competitor. If that's the case, you need to look at relationships, because the only thing that can differentiate you are the quantity and quality of relationships. For example, one of my clients had a multi-million dollar contract within a great customer, a big retail chain that they did all their shipping and services, arguably a fairly commoditized market. Their contact, their main contact, the vice president of operations, left. He was their only contact. When the new vice president came in, he decided to do a complete review of services, including the shipping services. And because our client at Engage didn't have multiple relationships inside the organization, there was nobody to fight for their position. Nobody stood up as an advocate and said, hey, you can't get rid of those guys. I need them to do my work. None of the executives rallied around our customer and said, hey, you can't get rid of those guys. They're integral. They're partners. They're not just vendors. And so as a result, they lost $1 million of their multi-million dollar position to a competitor because the VP looked at them like a commodity. So if you are selling in an environment where products and services are the same, you have to differentiate with your relationships. Build quality relationships and quantity relationships. So now let's talk about those relationships. Let's say that you and your competitor have the same relationships inside an account. How can you be better and protect your client base so that you don't lose them to the competition? There's a couple of things to consider here. One, you need to balance both a personal and a transactional relationship. Transactional relationships or transactional conversations are those where you're constantly asking for money. Hey, are you ready to renew? Hey, do you want to order more? By the way, we're having a sale. Here's a new product. Here's how to use our product. And if you're constantly going to your customer with that kind of conversation, then your customer gets tired of you quickly. They start to feel like, hey, Colleen, every time you come around here, all you're asking for is more money. Don't you care about me? The personal relationship is where you add value. It's those conversations where you deliver value even if that customer hasn't given you more money, where you provide them additional services or access to information. It's where you decide to introduce them to potential customers or employees. It's where you put them on customer advisory panel and actively seek their input. When you balance that personal and transactional conversation, your customer knows that you have the best possible product and service for their requirements, but also knows that you value them as a human. I like to remind my clients that all selling is a human-to-human transaction. Human beings make the buying decision to buy from another human being. And if you sacrifice that human relationship, your client starts to feel uncomfortable. Their gut starts to say to them things like, I don't know, this relationship isn't satisfying me, and that's when you run the risk of losing the business. Study after study shows that of all the customers that leave you, 67%, two-thirds of all of those customers do so because they just feel you've become indifferent to their needs. I know that you don't really feel that way. And you can show your customers that you're not indifferent to their needs by highlighting the human side of the transaction and building that personal relationship. Let me end by saying that there are two primary situations. Number one is when you sell the exact product or service that your customer sells in exactly the same way that your customer does. In that case, you might be truly in a commodity market. Number two is when you've developed the same level of relationships the same way as your competition. The key for you is to decide where you are today. And once you've done that, now you have the key elements to ensure that not only will your competition stop chipping away at your base of business, but you can start chipping away at theirs. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.